God bless you all, my precious dear brethren. We thank the Lord for bringing us, all of us, to gather in His name, to gather for His name, to listen to the words of life that He had spoken for all of us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalm chapter 34, verse 12. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. Beautiful words of prayer by the servant of God, and the request here is for the Lord to hear his cry. For the Lord to hear his cry. What is this cry? And what it can do to us? Can it bring the fruit of the Spirit? Or can it make us to go weary and go astray from the Lord? Is there two different types of cry? One that pleases God. One that brings God and his presence closer to our heart with a contrite spirit and broken heart. Or the one that makes us to run away from his presence because of weariness, and a cry should not be exist in our heart. How the scripture unfolds this beautiful understanding for all of us to embrace the discernment of how should we cry and how should we not cry. Let's go to Psalm chapter 69, verse 3. I am weary with my crying, my throat is parched, my eyes fail while I wait for my God. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. Psalm 18:6. Psalm chapter 18 verse 6. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. So in these three chapters, 34, 69, 18, we see the way a vessel, a servant, a child of God, cry unto the Lord for him to hear his cry, for him to listen to his petition, for him to listen to what he wants to convey to the Father in heaven. But in that process, my eyes fail while I wait for my God. Now, when a child of God, a servant of God, the bride of Christ, brothers and sisters in the family of God, the household of God, indeed we are all going to embrace the fellowship of his sufferings as we walk together in this narrow path. We carry our cross and we share the burdens with one another. We will face trials. We will face problems. We will face persecution. We will face the storm. But we will never be broken. We will never be destroyed, because we are God's children. And we are all sealed unto the day of redemption by the Holy Ghost. And there is no power in this world that can come against the Spirit of the Lord. For the Spirit of the Lord is liberty. It grants us freedom. Hallelujah. But now in this process of us being perfected for the bride to be ready for the marriage, in this process, there is a subtle deception that can make us to keep crying. In a way, the Lord's name is not glorified. In this process, that we may never cry, in a way that we do not embrace the burdens of the Lord. You see how dangerous and how subtle it is. But the Lord can guide us, because his word is the lamp unto our feet. Amen. And we carry that lamp and we continue to burn that oil. And we continue to walk together humbly with him, and we follow the ark of our covenant, Jesus Christ, when we do this, the Lord can help us. The Lord can grant us the discernment how we should embrace the burdens and how we should cry unto Him and how we should not cry unto Him. Because this is very important. That's why it brings us to the fourth topic of the series, How Long? The title of today's sharing is, How Long Will You Cry? How long, my brother, my sister, will you cry? How long? May the Lord guide us in His word. Amen. Now, let's look at from the perspective of how the Lord looks at us when we cry and how the Lord responds to us when we cry in a way that He could listen to us. Amen. Now, David, in the book of Psalm, we read from 34, 18 and 69, how he is asking the Lord, Lord, hear my cry, O Lord. And Psalm chapter 34, 15 to 18. Psalm chapter 34, 15 to 18, the Lord responds. How? The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Do you believe it? Amen. We all believe it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry. Now, do you believe it? Do we really believe it? Do we truly have this assurance that the Lord Almighty, He hears my cry? Then why we keep complaining? Then why we keep crying? Then why we keep moaning? Then why we keep groaning? Then there is something wrong. Amen. Because the Lord hears our cry not to make us to keep crying. He hears our cry to put an end to that cry. A mother listens to the cry of a child, and the mother feeds the child, and the child cries no more. The child cries again, and the mother feeds. A son cries, a daughter cries, and the father come and talk to the children, what do you want? And the father deals with the children bountifully, graciously, mercifully in his righteousness to provide their needs, to teach the lesson, to chasten them, to encourage them, to reward them, whatever it is necessary to put an end to that cry. That is why He hears our cry. Not just to rejoice in our cry, but to hear our cry, to answer. Amen. The problem is the Lord answers your cry, but yet you could not see it because you want something else. And for that reason, you keep crying, and that cry is out of the perfect will of God in your life. Now, the Lord has given us the assurance that my eyes upon the righteous, my ears are open unto their cry. To whose cry? To the cry of righteous people, not to the cry of unrighteous people, because God is light, in Him there is no darkness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 16, Psalm chapter 34. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. But, verse 17, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth out of all their troubles. Now, what is the fruit of it, my brethren? A child cry, the father hears, and the father delivers that child out of all the troubles. But if we do not embrace it, if we do not believe it, if we do not take that assurance and confirmation, confidence from the promise that the Lord has given to all of us, we will keep crying. But the Lord would say, why are you still crying? Why are you still complaining? Why are you still murmuring? I have answered your prayers. You told me, you cried unto me. In my righteousness, I will deliver you out of this. So, there is an imperfection that stands between when we start and why we couldn't end. Amen. May the Lord help us as we dive deep into this beautiful inspiration of how long will you cry? Book of Isaiah chapter 42. Book of Isaiah chapter 42. Verse 1. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry Verse 2, he shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. He shall not cry, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. Unto truth, he shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God delights in his elect. Amen. The ministry of redemption is for the Lord to bring them back to the place where they are supposed to be and to delight in his children. Amen. This is what we read in 42. But what is the reason these three verses are presented as a promise? Because verse 5 says, chapter 42, verse 5 says, the Lord who gave us the assurance, the word of the Lord says, verse 5, thus saith the Lord God, he hath created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it. Amen. He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. Amen. So the discernment here is, if that cry that makes you to hide in a cave and keep crying, but not make you to keep walk therein, then the Lord asking all of us, do you see what is happening to you right now? He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. Verse 2. Verse 5. He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. Keep walking. Keep walking. Now let's reflect this from the perspective of what the Lord spoke to us on Calvary, chapter 23, book of Luke. Let's go to the gospel. Luke chapter 23, verse 27. Luke chapter 23, verse 27. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. Multitude of people followed him, and also women, which also bewailed and lamented him. What Jesus said? But Jesus, turning unto them, said, why? Because he heard their lamentation, he heard their wailing, he heard their cry. So he turned unto them, said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourself and for your children. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How do we understand this verse? Weep not for me and weep for yourself and for your children. Why the Lord had spoken to all of us, even that word echoes to our hearts today. Most of the times we deceive ourselves by self-loathing ourselves, feeling guilty ourselves, hurting ourselves because we want to serve the Lord and we are so burdened about the church, we are so loathsome about the fellowship, we are so hurt about what's going on around us, as if we are the savior. But the Lord says, don't weep for me, don't weep for my ministry, don't weep for my promises, because he will get it done. The author of the salvation, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Prince of Peace. The heaven and earth trembles at his presence. He will get it done. He is the word of God. He called us to conform to the image of God. So we are fighting a battle and we must be comforted. We will go through tribulation. We must be comforted. Never lose sight on your personal pruning, personal imperfection. The Lord wants to heal. And the Lord asks all of us, focus on the salvation. The judgment of the Lord begins from the house of God. Do not lose the focus. And how do we cry, my brethren? The scripture teaches how do we cry and how we should not cry. Amen. So on Calvary, the Lord turned and told the women and told the people, weep not for me, but weep for yourself and your children. Amen. Why? Let's go to the book of Exodus. Book of Exodus, chapter 14. Book of Exodus, chapter 14. Now there is also a multitude following Moses, And the same way a multitude was following Jesus on Calvary. And here Moses is leading the people. And there is going to be a new dry path for them to walk therein to go to the other side. The Red Sea is going to be divided. And the people are so frightened, so scared, keep on crying about the armies behind them. They are coming in chariots, horses with weapons. And people saw them, they are so scared. And they are crying, they are frightened. And what Moses says in verse 13, Moses said unto the people, chapter 14, book of Exodus, "Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will shew to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever." Yes, it sounds beautiful, encouraging, words of encouragement. But what the Lord said? That the Lord says, I'm pleased in this statement. Did he say that? Because when Moses was encouraging people, "Fear ye not, praise the Lord." But he said, "Stand still, do nothing, and look what the Lord is going to do to you. The salvation of the Lord is for you to be seen now." But verse 14, the Lord is going to answer to Moses, but Moses said one more thing, "The Lord shall fight for you and ye shall hold your peace." Hallelujah. True. We are called to hold our peace and we are called to fear him and fear no one. But God said in verse 15, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me?" The Lord said unto Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Why are you crying unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." Amen and amen. In the name of waiting upon the Lord, we could become frozen, my dear brethren. Keep crying all our life. And the Lord said, that is a stronghold. Come out of the captivity. Move forward. Move your feet. We cannot misunderstand God's word by saying that the Lord has gave me peace. I'm going to keep crying and I'm going to harm myself, harm my heart, harm my mind. I'm going to keep on self-harming my life. In the name of the Lord will answer me, I will just be still. I will just hide wherever I am. The Lord told Moses, "Why thou criest unto me? Why are you crying? I have given you the promise. I will divide the Red Sea. I will calm the storm. I will make a way when there is seem to be no way. And you are called to walk therein." Isaiah chapter 42 verse 5 says, "He has given us the breath. He has given us the spirit for what? Not to keep crying. Not to stand still. But to keep walking." Stand firm represents our strong faith rooted in the word, but our feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. For what? Not to stand in the same place, but to keep walking, following the Ark of the Covenant. Amen. The cry that makes you to walk is pleasing to the sight of the Lord, because we can cry unto him and he will hear. But the cry that makes you take one step back, the cry that makes you to turn to the right, turn to the left, or go astray is not from the Lord. The burden of the Lord would never make you to forsake the assembly of God's saints, my precious dear brethren. May the name of the Lord be glorified in whatever we do, whether we eat or drink, cry or smile, the name of the Lord shall be glorified. Amen. So this is what God spoke to Moses. Do what I said. Just don't keep on talking about it. You know, most of the time, we people in our flesh, we are deceived just by speaking about the things over and over again. But the Lord would be looking at us. "I told you to build the ark. I told you to build the wall. I told you to build the temple. I told you to build the sanctuary for me. Why are you keep on crying over the past? Move forward. Move forward." Now, Exodus, book of Isaiah, Luke, and Psalm presents the beautiful way of how the Lord sees us. But the book of Mark in the Gospel, it also presents a very beautiful lesson of how the Lord sees the cry of a stronghold. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5 verse 4. Mark chapter 5 verse 4 presents the healing of a man with an unclean spirit, healed by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, mighty deliverer is he. Verse 4, "Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Indeed, there is no one can deliver us other than the Son of Man, the Son of David, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He is the only one who can deliver us from the fetters, from the chains, from our stronghold, from our bondage, from the desire of our flesh, from the addiction that we are all struggling with. The Lord can deliver. And how He do? Verse 5 says, and always night and day he was in the mountains. Who? The man who was possessed by an unclean spirit. The man who was hurt by a thing that is not his. He doesn't belong to that thing. And that thing was having dominion over him. And what it did to him? He was in the mountains always night and day. And what he did? And in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. May the Lord have mercy upon all of us. Cutting himself with stones. Cutting himself with stones. And Pharisees and Sadducees, those Jews, they thought they are doing a service to God. They dragged the servants of God out of the synagogue and they stoned them to death, thinking that they are serving the chief cornerstone. They are serving the solid rock. They were thinking that they are serving, they were helping, but they were not. They were doing things against the ministry of God. They were stoning people to death. Stones. And here this man possessed was cutting himself with stones. And the wife of Moses, she took a sharp stone, circumcised the son of Moses, and she said, bloody husband, you are to me to preserve the life of the son. Stones. Are ye, are we, are all of us the lively stones built upon the chief cornerstone, the foundation of God? Are we? The Lord called all of us to be the lively stones, but what do we do with the truth and revelation that is given to us? Are we breaking it, the covenant, and cutting ourselves for self-loathing by misunderstanding the scripture that is not from the Holy Ghost, my dear brethren? It is a stronghold. The Lord can deliver us because, you know, He has a name, the breaker of the chains. As we speak, as we pray today, may the Lord break the chains from all our lives that are not His. We are called to be the prisoner of Christ, not the prisoner of tombs and lack of understanding and the desire of the flesh. No, we can't cut ourselves with the stones because that is also a crying. Because the verse 5 says, always night and day he was in the mountains, in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Unholy weariness, self-loathing, hurting yourself. The Lord has forgiven you. The Lord has delivered you. The Lord has restored you. Rejoice, my dear brethren. Let there be no weariness that can take you out of the fellowship of God. Let there be no weariness that can take you out of the holy sanctuary of the Lord, where you should praise and sing unto Him with joy and gladness, not with compulsion and doubts and confusion. That is not the Spirit of God. This is what Mark 5 says. But how the John the Baptist was introduced? John the Baptist was introduced to us by saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. So there is a voice of one crying in the wilderness, and there is also a voice of one crying in the tomb, in the mountains, always, day and night. But that cry was unholy cry. By an unclean spirit, the Lord had to rebuke and heal him. But this cry of John the Baptist was a holy cry in the wilderness because he was working the works of God. He dedicated his life for God and he was crying in the wilderness for the Lord to come to prepare the way. So there are two different cries, my dear brethren. Crying, moaning, groaning, complaining, criticizing, being a hypocrite. Hurting ourselves, hurting our own salvation. That is not the cry that is acceptable in the sight of God. Crying unto Him for the Lord to come and help you to serve Him. Crying unto Him for the Lord to come and comfort you, to deliver you, is the cry the Lord wants to hear. And He will deliver you out of all the troubles. Psalm 34, 39, 69, 18. I pray that we meditate. May the Lord help us. Let's go to the book of Romans 8. Book of Romans 8. Chapter 8, verse 12. Look at the promise the Lord has given to us. Amen. Never let the flesh or the enemy deceive you. Don't keep crying. Come to the courts of the Lord and sing and dance, my precious brother and sister. Chapter 8, verse 12, book of Romans. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. What book of Isaiah told us? He has put the Spirit in us for what? To walk therein. What God told Moses? Why are you crying? Why are you standing still? I'm making a way. Walk. Go to the other side. Do not be frozen because of your weariness and bondage that is not His. He is called the breaker of the chains for you to be a prisoner unto Him. The Spirit of the Lord is liberty. There is a prison in that liberty, and that prison is His agape love, the boundary set by the Word of God for us to be conformed to the image of God. Verse 13, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. We are called to be led by the Spirit. We will embrace the sufferings. We will embrace the godly emotions, godly cry, but not otherwise. Whatever that makes you to move forward, to rejoice with the Lord, to be there for your brother and sister in the congregation. Hallelujah. But whatever makes you to run away and to be weary and not doing anything for the Lord, be in a place where you are in a tomb. Keep crying, cutting yourself with the stones. No, that is not a lively stone. That is stone of death. May the Lord deliver you in Jesus' name. Verse 15, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Amen. Ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. How do we cry? Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. That is how we cry. With confidence, assurance, my Father will hear me and He will deliver me out of my trouble. For what? To be able to carry the burden the Lord wants me to carry. Not to be free in the world, but to be a prisoner in the Word of God. And if, children, verse 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if, children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. Amen and amen. As we close, by the grace of God, Book of Revelation, chapter 21. Why this is so important, if you are all called to seek the kingdom of heaven first, why it is so important that we should not cry in a way the Lord don't want us to cry. Verse 21, chapter 21, Book of Revelation, verse 3 and 4. 21, verse 3 and 4. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. Do you believe it? I believe it. We all believe it in the name of Jesus. Amen. But what comes with it? Verse 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. The hope of eternal glory, the Lord will grant us everything. And He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Today is the day. And He said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful, because He is the true and faithful witness. Amen. The book of Isaiah chapter 42 reminds us, He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause His voice to be heard in the street. Amen. The Lord is in us. He will see us through. He will deliver us. He has given us the power of His name. He has given us the power of His Spirit. May the Lord bless us to remember the power that we have in the name of the Lord. Let there be no confusion. Let there be no stronghold of keep crying, keep suffering, keep hurting. The Lord can deliver us from all the troubles. Amen. Rejoice, my brethren. God bless you all. Shalom. May the Lord bless us to meet again tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen.